Adam W. Sedbury, a Houston native whose musical journey started at a remarkable young age. Captivated by music since childhood, he took a significant step by joining his church choir in second grade. A central moment unfolded just a few years later.
I had the benefit of Texas's larger-than-life music education program, which I was very fortunate to be a part of. It was about ninth grade when I realized that I loved music with my whole heart and that I had a chance to make a career with it. And from then onwards, I never looked back from making sure that music was the central aspect of my life.
Sedbury has worked an impressive career as musician and educator. And more recently, he has taken on the role of a coach.
While I was at Eastman, my focus was to cultivate an orchestral career. I walked into the school saying, I want to use music to do whatever I can to contribute to this world. That ended up at the time being just trying to dive into an orchestral career.
Having accomplished specific goals and performed in significant venues, he eventually secured the position of principal flutist in the Memphis Orchestra, making a profoundly special and significant milestone in his artistic journey.
Got there and was loving the job. This was fall 2019, I should say. And then, you know, fast forward like 6 months, the world changed forever. And I had time to sit down and reflect on what music actually meant in my life for the first time. Also, connected the dots to the fact that I ended up in Memphis versus any other city in 2020.
Little did he anticipate that his professional journey as a flutist would eventually intertwine with the legacy of one of his late grandparents.
My late grandfather, L. Alex Wilson, was an editor and journalist of a prominent black newspaper in Memphis during the original civil rights movement. I started changing the way I thought and diving deeply inside of myself, and I realized it's my goal, and I've inherited this desire to carry on my grandfather's legacy.
Sedbury has visited Omaha in the past, and this Sunday he will be at the Vesper Concerts, alongside with renowned pianist Yoshiko Arahata. They will present a composition inspired by Adam's late grandfather, promising a concert with profound depth, as he describes it.
It connects to society, it connects to the present, it talks about what it means to be at home and to be comfortable within home. Most importantly, it's rooted in interconnectedness. So there will be lots of playing, but I'll also be talking and sharing a video of my late grandfather's life and in general to feel the purpose that music can have within the classical music diaspora.
For more information about the concert this Sunday at 3 p.m., over at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross, you can visit vesperconcerts.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.